Check it out. Territory. Ain't nobody been there. You understand? Undiscovered. So call somebody and tell somebody. There's a new day, and there's also a new sheriff in the town. A lot of things will be exposed real soon. Love you. Be good.
Hello, promoters, and welcome to episode number 173 of Uncharted Territory. Delighted to have you folks with us, whatever time of the day you might be joining us. It is I, Stu Lowry. I will be your host this evening or today or this afternoon or whenever you happen to be listening to our fine podcast for a discussion of the latest Legends release. But we'll get to that in a little bit. Time now to visit with our other esteemed panel members and see how the weather is in their neck of the woods. Corey Olson, how are things?
Hey, Stu, thanks for asking. Things here in the Maplewood Twin Cities metro area are just kind of weird. I mean, that we've had snow. We had snow last week, Monday, and had school. We had a snow day. Then the snow melted. Then it got a little warmer, but in like 40s or so. It was pretty nice over the Easter weekend. And then today it snowed again. Now it's not sticking. It's nothing major, but it's just, you know, can't make up its mind if it's spring or winter. Don't know what's going on here, but you know, it's fine. We're safe. We're healthy. And I'm happy to be here talking to you fellas and talking about some new releases.
Excellent. Thanks, Corey. I can tell you it takes some hardy souls to live in Minnesota. That's all I will say. Chad, how are things in Gilbert, Iowa?
Hardies. Now I'm hungry. Do I have any dinner yet? And who actually says hardies? Things are fine. It's been kind of like Corey, where it's been cold and rainy and a little snowy and slushy, and then hasn't really been warm in a while, so it's just kind of crappy weather. And I was under the weather today and stayed home from work, and that's what's going on around here.
Sorry to hear you've been under the weather. We hope this episode helps you feel better. And a little rhyme for you.
Me too.
Corey, go ahead, sir.
I'd like to say that I would say hearties. I do enjoy hearties on occasion, you know, very rarely, but when I do, I enjoy it. And for our West Coast listeners, that's Carl's Jr.
Carl's Jr. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't typically associate hearties with northern or midwestern areas, but if you've got
it, it's big in the Midwest.
Okay. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
All right.
Oh hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I always think of that as kind of a southern thing, but
See, I thought Carl's Jr. was Southern, but that's Western.
That's West Coast.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, here in the South, it has been kind of the same as the Midwest, minus the snow, of course, and slush. It's been rainy, overcast, kind of gloomy. Highs in the 50s and 60s. We're supposed to hit the 70s today. Never made it. And then we were also supposed to have some really bad weather, but that seems to have vanished from the forecast, which is good. It just wasn't warm enough today to stir up any bad thunderstorms or worse. So we're hoping for after tomorrow, some decent weather moving forward and highs in the upper 50s, which is just fine with me. Tim Dalton is not here. Never know. Could show up later. He's working furiously on some clients' taxes, and we wish him well on that because that sucks. With that, let's get into tonight's agenda. And up first, we've had our formal announcement of Galacticon, I guess, formal as we're going to get. a thread on the discussion board talking about Galacticon, where people are staying, all the activities, as well as an agenda put on the Filsinger Games website. It looks pretty good. I know myself, I'm trying to attend. I can actually make this, so we will see, but I'm planning on it for right now. Historia Park Golf looks like a lot of fun. Any thoughts, gentlemen, on the proposed agenda?
Looks like a fun weekend. I won't be able to make it, but I hope everyone has a good time.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be able to go this year. I was hoping to, but no, bringing back a lot of memories, seeing that Ilio DiPaolo sign and hearing about Jamestown. So I'm glad. I'm really glad that they decided to do this one in Jamestown. That just makes sense to have that kind of homecoming. So hope everybody who is able to make the trip enjoys it, whether it's your first time in Jamestown or you're a repeat visitor.
I have never been to Ilio's, so that would be number good one on eating. My agenda.
Yeah, oh yeah, fine Italian dining, very good.
Is that Friday night? Do y'all remember?
I mean, I would assume so. They're not going to probably drive everybody back from.
I wouldn't think so.
Jamestown to Outer Buffalo or.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to the Jamestown Jammers? I thought they were the minor league team.
Yeah.
Well, those fucking teams, they change all the time. So what is it now? No, I'm serious. They changed their affiliation. So what are they called now?
I'd have to look it up. It's strange.
I saw it somewhere, but it was no longer the Jammers, no alliteration.
It might be in alignment with their current parent team, you know?
That could be. And it to verify, Ilio's is on Friday night.
Sweet.
Or perhaps there was a fallout with the local preserves company, which had sponsored them for years, and hence the Jammers name.
And they said,
Smuckers, y'all a bunch of fuckers, we're not naming our thing after you anymore. That could have happened too. It may not happen.
So the current team, are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm trying to find it.
I'm sitting down.
The Jamestown Tarp Skunks.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Tarp? Skunks.
Tarp skunks.
What if promoters, if any one of you can tell us what a tarp skunk is,
thank you.
I'd love to know.
I couldn't make out the first letter if you're saying carp or tarp.
Mm-hmm. Nope, tarp.
At first, I thought you said Tom carp.
Yeah, they've got a logo of like a skunk kind of laying down with a bat in his hand. And now, like Stu said, if you tell us, is tarp, is that a specific breed of skunk or what is, you know?
Well, here's an idea. How about I just Google it and solve this mystery so nobody's left hanging here?
What is a tarp skunk? I like to get our fans involved.
Wherever there are ballparks with tarps and the skunks who live in them. It must be a thing. It must be a local thing around the Jamestown thing. Okay, here we go.
All right.
Tarp, representing Mr. Howard Emke, former Chautauqua County resident, MLB pitcher, 1929 Philadelphia A's World Series champion, 1983 Chautauqua Sports Hall of Fame inductee. Holy cow, that took him a long time. Mm-hmm. Either that Hall of Fame is pretty new or he must have had a falling out. And the father of the Emke Manufacturing Company who produced the original infield tarp.
Oh.
Skunks to represent a very common creature at Dethrick Park, a creature which made a habit of pestering and wreaking havoc on baseball team employees for decades at Dethrick or Dethrick Park, specifically living inside the infield tarp and under the visiting bullpen's bleach. There you go.
Hmm.
So it is not a breed of skunk. It is something particularly local to this fine baseball park.
Hmm.
Excellent. Let's hope they don't stink up the joint on Saturday night.
Oh,
I was thinking that a tarp skunk was minor league baseball's equivalent to a ring rat.
That was in my head as well, Corey.
I believe the proper terminology is dugout dame.
There you go.
So. And there we have it. But in any event, there looks to be something for everyone at this year's Galacticon. So promoters, we encourage your attendance. Looks like a good time will be had by all. We're hoping that it will. A lot going on Saturday and Sunday as well. Something else. Oh, well, never mind. Oh, there's an artist coming. Tom, is it Reichert?
All right. He's the guy who does the He does the I believe he does the backgrounds for the Champions of the Galaxy set, and he also
Yes.
produced the artwork for the recent, no, I think he did the artwork for the recent women's set that's taking the galaxy by storm.
I believe so, yeah.
Secretly, of course. Looking forward to it. Well, tonight's main event is going to be our review of the team's review of the Cycle One release for Legends, which was a pack of extreme wrestlers, if you will. People that are general or wrestlers that made their name, at least in this country, primarily in ECW, but can be used anywhere you wish and in any promotion you so desire. And we're going to go through and review in a typical Legends team fashion. One of us will lead the discussion and the others will chime in. So, Corey, why don't you start us off with Danny Doring and Amish Roadkill?
I'd be happy to, Stu. I get to do the work on these two, and I know I worked on Roadkill's original black and white card. I think I did Doring's as well. That was kind of around the time I was doing a little more with stats. But it was, you know, these were two cards that had been requested to be colorized for quite a while, and it made sense, you know, now that we were doing all the color cards, and you know, you could kind of do them a little more cohesively as a tag team, where you know, Doring was originally released about 3 years before Roadkill. You know, not a lot changed move wise. You know, I tried to do a few things here to shuffle things up, but you know, I mean, they're pretty much, we had them pretty well the first time around as far as the moves themselves. But just a few little things here and there. I know somebody on the discussion board before the cards came out was kind of, I don't know, requesting or wondering if a Roadkill would have a singles finisher. And you know, I just watched, I mean, most of the footage, he was wrestling with Doring. I know he did kind of come in initially. He was just called Roadkill, not Amish Roadkill, and was just kind of a, I don't even know how to describe him, just kind of a guy, I guess. But you know, didn't really do much there until he started teaming with Doring, and that was most of his success. Even after ECW closed, I found some indies where he teamed up with the Blue Meanie, and there's another team you could do in Legends. But I just didn't feel it was necessary. I mean, the majority of their matches they won with that buggy bang. I found one match where Roadkill pinned a guy with the Amish splash. Even with Doring, you know, I thought, well, did we go give them both the tag finisher? But I just kind of liked Doring having a zero finisher. He did a little more work on the indies after ECW on his own, not a lot, but worked at Florida quite a bit. So I just thought it just made sense to just make Roadkill, as with his original card, a little more tag focused. You know, that was a lot of his role. But yeah, I mean, I've used these guys for years in my USWA with their black and white cards, and now I will make the official switch to the color cards. I haven't used them yet, but I've got them lined up on my roster and in my COTG online roster. So you know, I look forward to seeing if there's any changes here, as far as strength or their win-loss records. But just kind of a fun team to keep around on the roster, you know, mainly to put people over, but they have gotten big upsets in my Fed. Even just this last year, Doring's black and white card won the Mid-America title for a short spell, and he had a little push there. But yeah, just a guys that I'll probably keep on my roster for quite a while, just to help establish some other stars.
Excellent. Thank you, Corey. I feel the same. Chad, any thoughts on Doring and Roadkill?
You know, as always, it's good to get people converted from black and white to color. I'm actually looking right now at our super scientific list to see how many people we have left to convert.
Not
So
many.
please hold. The official count is 20.
That's
Eh,
amazing.
maybe 19. I
Okay.
mean, that's including people like that we only released in those two black and white PDF sets, like Kurgan and Lash LaRue and Ken Doan. I guess I don't have the bear on here. Here, wrestling
Oh, we got
bear.
it. He's
Now
highly, he's,
we're back to 20.
yeah, he's highly requested.
He is highly requested. Maybe we
Somehow
can
I
put
never
him
got
in
a
the
copy of the
Trego
bear. I
stats.
don't really know why, but
Well, I don't think you got a copy of any of those PDFs you said, right?
I don't think I did. I
Yeah,
well, over time I've accumulated some of them, but at the bear I never got.
okay. Well, I might have an extra one printed up here
I
to hand it to
don't.
you.
I don't really need it. No.
I'm sure you do. Put him in
I
some
think you do,
black tights
Stu.
and black boots, and by
Yeah.
God, you'll have him
Yes.
teaming with Lou Thesz.
There you go.
He could be
Luthez and a
Mandrill's
bear.
partner.
Yeah. So, but anyways, he can team with the Russian bear, Ivan Koloff.
You go.
He could form a six-man team with Danny Doring and Amish Roadkill, known as Barely Legal. Oh,
Oh, well
that's a
done.
good one.
Thank you.
Well
Thank you.
done.
I try to save my best for Tuesday nights. Even though I don't feel well, I'm still bringing it out for you fans.
You're rocking it, Chad.
Chad's playing
Thank you.
hurt.
Oh my gosh, I am. I'm like the fucking what's that guy's name? You know, the guy. Yeah, he played for the Orioles. Never missed any games.
Oh, Cal Ripken Jr.
Charlie Brown. Yeah, Charlie Brown. Cal Ripken. Yeah.
He is the Iron Man.
You know what? Actually, fans, I'm sorry. There are a few more than that on the list that have been converted. I have a maybe not pile, and that includes people like maybe Giant Baba and Ricky Dozon and some of those guys. So they're in the maybe not. That's 9 people. So if you have 29 on your list, don't lose your mind, or you know, write your senator or anything. We got it corrected here. Yes, Corey.
Well, I just have to say, along the topic of like the black and white to color conversions, I just updated my USWA binder, putting in Doring and Roadkills cards. And yeah, I mean, I think I'm at only like about 4 or 5 guys in my current USWA roster that are black and white cards. Everybody else has gone to color.
Now, who are they?
Brian Danielson, my current Southern champ. He actually just broke the record for Southern title defenses. He broke the Sheik's longstanding record with 11.
Nice.
Yeah. So that, and that's his card where he's got the big gold belt over his shoulder.
Over his shoulder.
Special Short edition. Hair. Yep. Yeah. Yep. The two finishers. Let's see. So Brian Danielson, Mr. X.
yeah.
Tyler Black. So that's his the card that we did in Legends for Tyler Black, where he was kind of with the shield and John Moxley. And I knew I'd get stumped on this.
I did it to see if he'd. No,
yeah. The bear,
yeah, not the bear. No, the bear. he's not active. No, he we had a contract dispute.
He's managing Strangler Lewis right now. The bear, yes.
let me grab my binder, it's right here.
Not on the air, Corey.
You grab your binder.
Anyways, I'm gonna pontificate about this tag team because I really didn't do that. I'm glad we have them, they are a good, you know, lower card team and can help, put some people over, but they can also do some fun stuff and feud with some folks and you know, maybe get into it with the Blue Meanie and Supernova or the rest of the BWO with Stevie Richards, or do all sorts of hilarious things. Maybe they could fight some moon dogs. That might be a clubbering.
That would be a good one. That's
you know, theory. if you chose to use the Bushwhackers version of the sheep herders, which just means they were lame, then though that would be a match people would like to see.
I used him the other day as an opening match, and I can't even remember who I had him against on the opening match of an IPW card, just for grins.
Did they fight IPW people?
No, they did not. It was another indie team that's fairly low on the totem pole, and I can't even remember who they are.
We're full of facts and figures tonight, fam.
Yeah. My notebook is yonder. I could walk over there, but that would not be great for a podcast and see who they faced. But they were fun. Corey, you've got that last member in black and white.
Cousin Luke.
Oh, very nice.
Teaming with Hillbilly Jim. They've been around a long time, kind of in the same role as Doring and Roadkill. And I'm just double checking. I forgot 2 very important people. The Tolos brothers. Yes. Big members of the roster.
We need them in color. We really do.
Yeah, they're on the maybe not list.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah. Hopefully. We'll see.
Imagine why.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. But so 6. I'm at
6. 6. You heard it here. All right, fans. Well,
now you can sleep.
Next up, we've got the Immortal Super Crazy, and Chad is going to lead our discussion on that particular wrestler. Chad?
I would like to do this discussion completely in Spanish, so excuse me while I clear my throat. Nah, I'm just going. That would be Corey doing that.
$10 if you do.
Nah. Yeah, so again, another guy we want to get converted from black and white. Somebody I really enjoyed his matches. I mean, I would love to have Tajiri sign so we could, you know, because I'm sorry. I think most people, if you think super crazy, you think Tajiri. It's like peanut butter and jelly or a tarp and a skunk. You know, they just go together. You know, Corey, I'm still thinking about your tarp skunks being a thing for ring rats.
Possible any woman character?
Yeah, maybe the tarp skunk. But But back to Super Crazy, I think he's a great talent, and yeah, I'm glad we have him in the game, and you know, he can be, if you had a little lucha offshoot, if you had a little hardcore offshoot, or just, you know, he could just be a competitor for like a TV title or something of that mid-range. So I watched some more matches on him, but really Corey did a great job you know, statting him the first time, and I don't know if I changed a whole lot on him, but it's just because we had him in the right place to start with.
When I was researching his bio, I noted that he was he started wrestling professionally at the age of 14. That is pretty amazing. That is young.
That is super crazy.
That is
Ah.
super, super crazy.
Bum, bum, bum.
Corey, any thoughts on Mr. Super Crazy? Mr. Crazy.
Señor crazy, señor loco.
Señor loco.
And can you do it in Spanish?
I mean, I could, but you know, I don't want to alienate anybody, so I'll go with the universal language.
Okay.
No, super crazy. Yeah, like Chad said, I mean, a lot of the moves kind of stayed the same, which was, you know, made sense. It was good. I like that, you know, timing wise, now we've got Juventud Guerrera in the game, and they, you know, teamed in the WWE for a little while there as part of that trio. So I mean, there's just another, you know, real life legends connection you could do if you choose to do that. Yeah, like Chad, I love those Tajiri matches. I remember watching those regularly on ECW TNN when they were doing that show and on the pay-per-views. I mean, I'd love to even get like little Guido, because he was part of that too at times, and they had some awesome matches. And yeah, but yeah, a lot you can do with Super Crazy. You know, it could be like if you have a cruiserweight title, obviously there's a good place to put him. And yeah, just a really fun competitor. I like that we gave him, and I think his black and white card was the same, where he's got the automatic death jump. You know, not something we do a lot in Legends, but he's a good guy to have that. That makes sense given his style.
Thank you, Corey. And yeah, I was going to suggest that if you wanted yet another wrestler to be in the junior heavyweight division, then Super Crazy would fit that bill too. So he can do a number of different things. And we do need to find Tajiri. He's
He's
signable
in, pretty sure he's
wherever
in
he may
Japan.
be.
I think he's in Japan. He's
Yes.
signable. How do you know? I mean,
That's
what
going to
the
make
hell? That's a bold statement.
it is very bold.
What
Very
if
bold.
he's a tough negotiator?
He might be.
I mean, he might get offended by a deal and then spray you with mist.
Right, forget what I said. Okay, next up,
I just don't want us to
we've
be
got
overconfident.
I know, I feel he's in our wheelhouse, but we'll see what happens. Next up is Luis Piccoli, who I first got to know. First became
Whoa.
aware of when I got yes, Louis and I were tight.
I will say
So
you've been fast friends for a long time.
we hung out at the local bars in Central Virginia. I first became aware of Mr. Spicoli at the When Worlds Collide pay-per-view. He was under the moniker of Madonna's boyfriend. Interesting cat. He's another kind of what if. I'm not going to say he was having a meteoric rise to the top, but he's doing reasonably well and had developed a following and was just gone way too early. He's a fun heel type, or fun heel, period. I think he'll, as I'm fleshing out my cards more and more on these title tours. I do have more undercard matches. They are fun, and he's just another wrestler that I can do this with. So I think he makes good undercard fodder for some of my main event stuff. So with that, we'll go to Chad. What any thoughts on Mr. Spicoli?
Yeah, I really enjoyed researching him, because I always been a fan of his, and looked at a variety of stuff of his doing, looked at him doing some lucha stuff when he was under a mask with Bill Anderson and Tim Patterson as the mercenaries. Or, sorry, he wasn't under a mask. It was funny though, because there was a six-man team, and only one of them was under a mask, even though all three had the same gimmick as American mercenaries wearing camouflage. So Tim Patterson must have wore a mask. Because I recognize Spicoli and Bill Anderson. But then, you know, then I checked out some of his ECW stuff, WCW, watched a little bit of the WWF stuff. But we really wanted to kind of capture him as Louis Spicoli, not so much as Rad Radford. But you could, certainly team him with Candido, have him feud eventually. And he just has some, he has some good connections in the game. Obviously, he did some stuff with Konang when they were both in AAA. So he's a good, again, just kind of a good guy to get in there and help fill out your mid to lower cards. And I think he could maybe pull off an upset or two, and again, maybe be a TV title contender. Maybe you bring him in teaming with Super Crazy. Maybe you bring him in and feuding Super Crazy. It's up to you, promoter.
We've heard that a time or two.
Yes.
Yeah, he definitely could. He definitely could win a TV title. I could easily see that. Corey, any thoughts on Louis Spicoli?
Yeah, I remember a good portion of his career. I mean, he was, a regular enhancement talent on WWF TV from a, like, I'd say like early to mid 90s until he went to Mexico. And I mean, he was just kind of one of those names you just remembered. I mean, I didn't remember much about his wrestling style, but you'd recognize him when he'd come on the TV and recognize the name and everything. And then too, I remember that when Worlds Collide pay-per-view, we've talked about that. I had seen in the build-up that there was going to be this wrestler called Madonna's boyfriend. I didn't realize until watching the show it was him. And I think they do it, they called him Louis Spicoli also at the time. But again, some of those luchadors, he looked very big. So
Right.
it was impressive to see him in that setting and see him as more of a push star. And he had a lot of personality. You could see it there. And then, Rad Radford, obviously not the best gimmick, but he did well with it. He made the best of it that he could. I think his current card and Candido's card would pair very well and do very well as a good middle of the road tag team. ECW, I talked about that, I think, on a previous show that, I remember his push there. He'd come out to Louie Louie and they'd be dancing in ECW arena and all that. Yeah, really the first guy that I can think of in the US that was using the Death Valley driver on a regular basis. And they named it that. ECW always called it the Spicoli driver after his passing when Tommy Dreamer or when other guys would use it, which I always thought was a cool touch. And yeah, I always, big what if, especially, he was in WCW, he was feuding with Larry Zbyszko and was kind of not really in the NWO, but almost trying to get into the NWO and was real life friends with Scott Hall. So it'd be interesting to see how far he would have been pushed there, given that connection. But yeah, just really talented guy. I think, and I've got to give kudos to Travis Heckle for signing Louis through his family. And I think it was Travis who posted this on the board that Cornette has talked about Louis resembling Bobby Eaton and that he always wanted to bring in Spicoli and have him team with Eaton as like a brother or a cousin or something. So, there's another idea for you fans. I think that would be a really fun team based on their card stats. But yeah, really, really glad we could get him in this set. He's been signed for a couple of years. And yeah, I'm glad we could finally get him in the set.
That's a great idea on Eaton, and thought of that or remembered that. So that's really cool. That could work pretty well. Our last release in cycle one is I really like the artwork on this, and I will probably use them more than I've ever used them in the black and white versions. Or the Mongols, the team of the Mongols, all three of them, the Terrors of the Pittsburgh Territory, and they're going to be a whole lot of fun for promoters to use. I guarantee that. And Corey, let's start with you on some thoughts about the Mongols.
Sure. Tim did most of the stats and the work on this one. I think Chad, oh no, I'm sorry. Chad helped too. I'm sorry.
I give Corey a dirty look. I'm like, fucker.
My fault. My fault. A few matches had popped up since the original black and white cards, especially for Guido and it was and the Guido and Beppo combination, which a lot of fans. Even though I think Guido and Bolo teamed longer, Guido and Beppo were the first, and you kind of remember that first team a lot. Obviously, very well pushed, very strong, kind of a monster tag team, and just really, really fun. It's interesting. I was watching some Nikolai Volkoff recently, and he was called Nikolai Volkoff, but he was announced as being from Croatia as he was during the Mongols. So like I don't know when he became a Russian, but they were still acknowledging to those WWF fans that yeah, this was kind of the same guy. I mean, it seemed to be that way. And I always kind of did that in my USWA. I had acknowledged them because you could tell facially it was pretty obvious. And
Yeah, right.
I had a whole explanation as to why he was both Russian and Croatian. I'll have to look up what I wrote on that. But I never did use the Bolo promoter prime card, or I guess that was the online promoter. But I used the Beppo and Guido combination for about a year or so, and they did well for me. Had some really good matches. Had a good feud with the James Gang or the New Age Outlaws. And there's a really good matches.
That's funny.
It worked out really well. I'm excited to use Bolo. I like with the artwork. It looks like the three are kind of drawn together, and I know two of
Yep.
them. I can't remember which two were in the same reference photo. But this worked out that they do kind of look that way. And you know, even though officially they weren't a Freebird style tag team, I mean, I'm tempted to use them in that way. And even Team Bolo and Beppo. I probably would not acknowledge Bolo as mass superstar in my storylines, but I would do something where, you know, I would not have them wrestling each other or anything like that.
Right.
I would make it so that, you know, they would not be in there at the same time. Or
Well,
say,
they could. They just don't fight each other.
well, true. Well, and it what I would go so far as like say superstar gets injured, I would put an injury on Bolo.
Oh, yeah, of
I
course.
mean, little things like that where I would, it would, they would be the same guy, but not revealed as such.
Right, right.
So I'm, you know, I'm excited to try these out at some point. I don't have any imminent plans to bring them back in, but I definitely will at some point, and I'm interested to see how they play with these stat updates and everything.
Perhaps a trios feud with Amish Roadkill, Danny Doring, and the Wrestling Bear.
And the
There you
bear.
go.
That's going to sell out the Mid-South Coliseum.
I think so. I
That's
think
got
so. I
headline
love
feud
it.
written all over it. I love it. I love it.
Chad, any further thoughts about the Mongols?
Just, you know, Tim did the original cards, and I just, you know, found a little more footage to try to spice them up a little bit, but he did a great job with the original ones. But we wanted to make them a little different, so when they are teaming, you're not just having the same results just with a different card. So I think we did an okay job with that. So yeah, and like Corey said, I think it'll be fun to try out Beppo and Bolo with perhaps Guido on the outside as the wiser elder Mongol, perhaps wearing a shirt that says coach like John Polos in WWF, and maybe even a whistle and a clipboard, but that might be too much. Since they're Mongols, maybe he should have a stone tablet and a chisel to put some instructions.
Certainly, Corey.
I was hoping you'd say he'd be dressed in a coach shirt like Sid Caesar in Greece.
Also, yes.
Close second.
Close second. He's probably actually the best use of the coach shirt.
Thought about that reference in years.
I'm thinking of getting one.
You can get them on Amazon
Of course.
for $17.25.
I just got was given an Amazon gift card today, so that's my
Black,
purchase.
navy blue, pink, orange, or royal blue.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a bargain any way you slice it.
Exactly.
Well, with the color additions, I think I am going to at least use them a little bit more, which is means I'm going to use them. I didn't do a whole lot with the Mongols. Having all three together could be fun, and there could be some fun six-man matches, or I believe the kids say trios matches these days. So, you know, we'll see what I can, what madcap tomfoolery I can come up with. But I am really digging the drawings, and I think it's a big improvement over the black and whites.
Corey, you could also get a polo that says coach on the left breast.
Oh, I think I've just found my Amazon gift card usage.
Yeah, $29.95, so
That is a deal.
yeah.
That's a deal. We'll see how many listeners and see our real reach when we see how many of these shirts are sold in the next 3 days.
Yeah.
You're
We
welcome,
need like an
Amazon.
Amazon link or something where we get
Yeah,
some
we do.
kickbacks from that bullshit.
Yes. Yeah, yep.
All right. Well, that concludes our review of our Legends releases in Cycle One. There were other releases, of course. We encourage all Filsinger Games fans to check them all out. There's some really good stuff out there. And you're a fan of this game. There's something there for everybody. The Indies came out with a promotion with a Cycle One release as well. Encourage you to check that out too if you are so inclined. And with that, let's take our program home. Hey, we're giving you a break this week. We had almost 3 hours of material last week, so you deserve a break this particular week. But short and sweet, but some good stuff in here for loyal fans of the podcast. Let's do our shout outs. So, Chad, why don't you start us off?
All right. I'd like to thank everybody who listened and commented on episode 172, our epic interview with Bob Smith, TTX, Derek VB, DK2, Travis605, Pete Vegas, Sinestro24, Mike824, The Faction, TK, and Throwing Toasters. Thank you for taking time out of your day to comment on that. I hope you enjoyed it. And thanks to again to Bob Smith for listening. Thanks to Bob Smith for being on the freaking podcast, because that was awesome. And we listened to all his awesome stories. So, yeah, that was good. Also, things that were good. CM Punk did an interview with Ariel Helwani on the MMA Hour yesterday. It was almost 2 hours. I checked it out. He posted up on YouTube. You can listen to the whole affair. I would highly recommend it. This weekend is WrestleMania weekend. I know there was a contingent from our community who might be going. I hope you all have a good time. I hope everybody who chooses to partake in any of WrestleMania weekend has a good time. Whether you're watching WrestleMania, whether you're watching some indie shows that I don't know about, or whatever you're watching online or in person in Philadelphia, have a good time and just enjoy the wrestling. Todd Jorschel announced his kind of retirement from Phil Singer Games in terms of some of the mailing and operations stuff. He's going to still help with the conventions because he is also the convention master. So thank you, Todd, for all your hard work. We appreciate that. What? It's true. Stu's laughing at me. He's a conventioner.
He is
a convention awesome. Master. So thank you, Todd, for everything you do. And then I recently picked up some books here. They've been coming in to the headquarters here. So I thought I would just share them. This is the 6-pack on the road to WrestleMania. This was recently reviewed on the Jim Cornette one. Haven't started that one yet. Ballyhoo, a vintage book that's also received some rave reviews on the Jim Cornette show. And then our good friend Al Getz with his newest episode of Charting the Territories from 71 to 73 in Gulf Coast Championship Wrestling. I'll say, on the cover of the book here, we have Bob Kelly, Don Fargo, and Bobby Shane, and it's just a little slice of Americana. So I'm anxious to jump into this one, but I do have to read. I started Ballyhoo first. That's the one I got. So
what's the early review of Ballyhoo? Good, bad?
I mean, I'm literally one chapter in, and they've been talking about Jack Curley. So far it's very good. It's very okay. Well researched. There's a appendix in the back, like with Hornbaker's books.
Yeah.
So it's very, very good. If you want to pick up the Gulf Coast book or any of the Charted the Territory books, you can order them from Al Getz on Amazon, or you can meet him in person at the TNT Hall of Fame this summer, July 18th through 20th, Waterloo, Iowa. Check things out. We've announced that Greg Gagne is receiving an award. We have another announcement coming very soon about the last two awards that we're awarding. So come on out and check us out. It'll be a grand old time.
Al Getz is a good guy, too.
He is. And I will just say to everyone, stay safe and be excellent to each other.
Very well. Thank you, Chad. Corey, anything on your mind, sir?
Sure. Thanks, Stu. Thanks for hosting. I'll give attention to the other Phil Singer Games content providers out there. Of course, Grant Pachoco and the Great Solo Promoter YouTube channel, as well as his Solo Promoter podcast. We've been enjoying listening to those. Thank you, Grant. And thank you for the message from Toily that you shared with me this weekend. Very much enjoyed that, as always. Of course, we've got the Roll Up Podcast, the official podcast of Phil Singer Games with Sam, Mike, and Todd. Dave Little plays Heartland Championship Wrestling on YouTube. Brock Atkinson with Brockster Builds on Twitch, as well as Brock and Mike's Phil Singer Games Character Spotlight. Brad plays 81 on YouTube and Lee Longpre's YouTube channel. I'll also, as Chad said, echo some thanks to Todd the Tournament Jorschel for all his great work at Phil Singer Games. It's been wonderful to work with you. And I know, obviously, we'll still keep in touch and everything, but thank you for everything you've done. And blessings on everything upcoming for you.
Corey, I have some late breaking news.
Please, Chad. Late, please.
You need to put in the ticker sound for this. Okay.
Okay.
News updates.
Saturday, June 29th at the Q Casino in Dubuque, Iowa. Mm-hmm. Little John with special guest Mike Jones.
Yeah, who?
Mike Jones.
Who?
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. That's the Galacticon weekend. Okay, everybody, don't go to Jamestown. Go to Dubuque, Iowa for Little John and Mike Jones at the Q Casino in the backwater stage.
That's amazing.
Amazing.
Oh, wow. Thank you. That's awesome. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Yes. Well, thank you. Thank you for that breaking news, Chad. And I'll just say, as Chad did too, I'm looking forward to WrestleMania this weekend. I don't watch a lot of the current stuff like on a regular basis, just kind of catch things as I'm able to. But I'll say that the other day we were listening to my playlist in the car. I had Cody Rhodes theme on and it's got the WrestleMania background. And then about an hour later, my youngest daughter, Rosa, asked, "Daddy, when's the next WrestleMania?" And I said, "Well, it's actually next weekend." And she had the biggest cheer. So she's excited for WrestleMania, even though I don't think she knows anything that's going to be on it. But just she knows what WrestleMania is. She knows it's a big deal. I'm excited for it. I've been enjoying hearing about the Cody, Rock, Roman buildup and all of that. So interested to see what happens there. And also very excited for our good friend, Thunderbolt Patterson, to go into the Hall of Fame. Well deserved. And yeah, I think those are all my shout outs for this week. So I want to say thank you everybody for clicking, listening, and downloading, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Corey. You know, I will say the build up to WrestleMania, at least the main event this year, has been as good as they've done in so long. I mean, it's just all of it has a big fight feel, and they've meshed the personalities very, very well. Rock's played his role perfectly. It makes you interested. So that's what it's all about. My shout out tonight is going to be to Caitlin Clark, and for that matter, women's college basketball. It has been, I won't say far more interesting than the men's, but it definitely more interesting than the men's bracket. And I love the men's bracket, don't get me wrong, but Caitlin Clark is must-see TV if you are a basketball fan. Last night, that game against LSU started out a little slowly, got a little cold, and then just took over and torched them. I mean, her range is unlimited. She gets over half court and she can make it. She's shooting from the logo. She is an incredible talent. LSU team is pretty darn talented too. Angel Reese and Flage, I think is her name. I can't remember her last name, but anyway, both very talented players, going to make it in the WNBA and make it and do just fine. And I think do very, very well. But women's college basketball has done an excellent job of developing personalities and stars far better than the men's game. Part of the reason is the women do stick around longer, rightly or wrongly. And hopefully the men's game can utilize NIL to keep some of these guys around that would not necessarily be superstars in the NBA, but can be stars in college basketball. It's been a lot of fun. And with that, I will say goodnight, Denmark. Corey, do we have any new countries, or am I making that up in my head? Or did we?
Well, okay, I gotta go through the statistics and I realize now I can print or like sort of generate an Excel sheet, which gives me kind of, it doesn't give me timestamps of when countries listened, but if I do one with everything we have now, then from that point on, I can see who's been new. But I saw a country the other day, and so our faithful listeners who know everything better than I do, you can tell me if this is a new country or not. I'm going to give you attention. And that is the country of Serbia.
Nice.
Yes. So again, I feel like they were on there for a while, but then at the same time, I'm like, no, I think they're new. So if you're new, thank you for listening. And if not, thanks for continuing to listen, hopefully, maybe, who knows. I am going to try to do a better job of tracking who's new and who's returning. I love on the website, they say like geographic location, and you can actually start with every planet. And so, Earth.
Is anyone listening from Uranus, Corey?
Not yet.
I hope not. That would be weird.
Yeah, a little bit.
Maybe green aliens listening from Cygnus. I'm out.
Oh, shit. They're coming for you, Stu.
They might.
Speaking of anal probes. Holy
this
cow.
Is the invasion. It's Stu's fault.
Nope. I caused it.
But no, other than Serbia, no, I have not noticed any other new countries lately.
Is Dick and Desher traveling, or?
I think I'd like to mark it up to the fact that we now have the Heroes of Croatia, the Mongols, in the game.
True.
Because I just looked and it Serbia shares a border with Croatia.
That is true.
Very
that
nice.
is true.
My geography of that area of Europe is pitiful at best, so I had to Google and see where is Serbia.
The things you learn on Uncharted Territory. Just stick with us promoters. We'll teach you a thing or two.
Nothing about wrestling, but
thank you again, promoters. We look forward to having you with us on episode number 174. Appreciate your patronage as always. We'll see you next week with Tim back as well. Tim, we missed you, but we're looking forward to having you back, and none of us could hold a candle to what you do for a t-shirt promo, so we won't even try, but please buy your t-shirts. Thank you, promoters. We'll see you again next week.
Hey promoters, it's Corey again, and we would love to hear from you. Please send us your questions, topic suggestions, or any other comments, and we might include your audio in a future episode of Uncharted Territory. There's two ways you can do it. You can go to tinyurl.com/UNCTER. Again, tinyurl.com/UNCTER. You can click the message button and record up to a 1-minute message, and we can include that in a future episode. Or you can email us either audio or a written question at our email address, utpodcast2020@gmail.com. Again, utpodcast2020@gmail.com. Want to show your friends that you listen to Uncharted Territory? Well, head on over to our store at tkostore.com/collection/uncharted-territory. You can choose from a shirt or hoodie with Travis Heckle's great podcast cover artwork, or a shirt with a design inspired by one of our favorite bands. While there, check out the other great merchandise at TKO, including shirts of several of the top MMA fighters, including Bigfoot Silva, Tim Sylvia, Ensign Inoue, and more. Need a shirt made for your event or organization? Contact TKO, run by Filsinger Games promoter Justin Bulka, aka Pike Mojo, to place your order. Again, that's tkostore.com, TEEKOstore.com.
Insert wolf music.
I'm ready when y'all are.
Sounds good.
Fuck.
Oh, I'll take that as a I'm ready.
As I'll ever be. Anyways, or he could form a 6-man team with Amish Roadkill and Danny Dorling, known as fuck, let me start over.
And I'm going to cough, Corey, and you're going to have to edit this out because it's been building up for about... Woo! All
you
right.
You could have just waited until one of us was speaking.
I couldn't stop. Couldn't stop it. All right.
Corey, you can edit that out.